Welcome to the Woolworth Podcast. We have an ad coming up, but after that, we have a fantastic game that Nate constructed for me. I hope you enjoy.
And we're back.
Yeah.
For another episode. This is Woolworth, and I'm Nate.
What if we weren't called Woolworth, though? What would we be called?
I don't know. I didn't actually think of that. Do you want to tell anyone what Woolworth stands for? Because I don't think you ever told. My cousin actually was the one that actually brought it up when you were hanging out with me.
I think Woolworth means, to me at least, it just means like we're all connected. Because like wool is material and earth is what we all are standing or sitting or lying on. Whatever, roaming around
and somewhere on the planet.
Yeah, I just think you have to weave wool together to make fabric. So if you think about it, Wool Earth means we're just all together.
That's interesting. I actually never asked you that question. I just remember you telling me that you got the idea from talking to one of your friends.
Yeah.
And I think that's as far as it got.
So we all came up with it as 21-year-olds when we were all hanging out.
Oh, okay.
Me, my best friend, and another friend of ours. And it was just like a saying that we would say when we were having fun and doing something all together. So.
Well, that's cool. That's the name itself makes me feel like anyone that listens to the podcast is also a wool earther, because we're all like a part of the planet.
They can all be woolies.
Yeah, woolies.
Oh, all right. That's a horrible name for a fan base.
Are you ready for today's topic?
I am.
Okay. All right. So the topic I came up with is just it was a what if scenario that I was thinking, like, what would you say in these sort of situations? So it's like, okay,
sure.
Let's see where this goes.
Yeah.
All right. So let's say you and I took a trip.
Yes.
On a plane. So we're going on, you know, around the planet. And on that flight, something bad happens.
Like what?
It crashes.
Oh, shit.
And you're stuck on an island.
Uh-huh.
But you and I are not on the same island.
Why? We're on the same plane, aren't we?
Yeah, but we end up somewhere else.
Okay.
And so we're separated, and I'm on a little island over here. I don't even know you're alive, or who else is alive. You don't know.
I don't know. You're alive, yeah.
Okay, let's say that on that landing, there's like a package shows up, and it has a bunch of bubbles to like fill in, and it says, okay, if you're stuck on this island, can provide you one meal. What meal would you fill in, and they'll drop it?
Oh, so, like, we send this package, like, into the sea, and then...
To you. They'll send it to you.
Yeah. Well, what about you? You don't get any food?
No, I would have to answer on my island.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, I see. I get you what you're saying. If I could have one food on this island for the rest of my life?
Well, unless you got off the island. Yeah.
I would have this pasta that I make.
Oh, okay, so it's like your recipe you have to
give my it. Recipe, I would give it to him. I would write down the whole recipe.
You're like, I need this ingredient.
I would be like, flip it at this time, do this, you know, put this much butter in it. It's basically like it's kind of like what Italians made for cheap food when they first moved here. It's just cheesy pasta.
Oh, okay.
It's very filling.
Easy to cook?
No.
So if
they'd have to make it,
they
and then
gave you
it.
All the cooking utensils, you'd have to make it though.
Oh,
you
still that would it? So that'd be easy.
Oh, okay.
That'd
okay.
be so easy. I'd be making that shit every day.
I don't know why, but I would pick pizza. But I love pizza.
Oh, pizza.
I'm always wanting to eat pizza.
But you would have to make it every day.
But I probably would have to make it. But I could do it.
Could you make it?
Yeah.
Do you know how to make dough?
Yeah.
Then there you go.
So I'd probably do that. Or if they had it like
so they just
made.
Send you a lifetime supply of all this shit.
Yeah. So I'd be like, well, let's see how this goes. Okay.
Okay, but wait. Hold on. Are they coming to get us?
I think they're testing us to see like how we handle it. Okay, so next question.
Oh.
So they send us food and then they say, okay, we'll give you, you can watch any movie. What movie do you want us
this
to give you?
This is sounding like Squid Games. This is...
No. I don't think it is.
Okay, like, okay, so what movie would they...
If you could watch any movie, but you can only watch one.
Are they giving us electricity too?
They're going to give us TV.
A generator.
Yeah.
A TV. A stand.
Solar panels, probably.
Oh, that makes more sense than a generator. And do we have access to the internet?
They give you a DVD.
And a DVD player.
Yeah, yeah.
What if Sand gets in this DVD player? Like, it's going to fuck up the whole thing.
They send you a second DVD player.
Oh, they're just going to continually supply us with things but never rescue us. Yeah. I see how this thing is.
So, yeah.
Okay.
You can only watch one movie.
If I could only watch one movie for the rest of my time on a deserted island. That is a hard one. Oh boy. Because I want to say a Marvel movie, but at the same time, no, I wouldn't want to watch just Marvel movies.
Okay, that's the next question. So save that answer.
Okay. God, what would I want to watch? Would I want to watch a masterpiece like Dark Knight over and over again? Or would I want to watch something funny and a masterpiece like Tropic Thunder? I feel like I'd
have... Can't answer for you, but...
I feel like I'd have to go with Tropic Thunder.
That was the one I was going to say.
For me?
Yeah, I think you pick it because you're you gotta laugh occasionally. You're stuck... Gonna be stuck on this island for a while.
That would make me giggle every day. I'd be happy...
Do you want to guess for me what I would pick?
Hmm.
I don't know if you... Like, it's fine if you don't get it.
I don't
it.
Think
like,
I would get it because you like a lot of horror movies.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure you'd want to watch a horror movie
exactly.
on a desert.
I wouldn't pick a horror movie. As much as I love them.
So, I don't know...
On an island, I don't know if I'd want to be watching that all the time.
Yeah, so I don't know what... Happy Death Day? Because that's not really horror. It's not really horror. It's like comedy like...
No, I wouldn't
think
that, but it
wait, hold
movie.
On. Hold on. It couldn't be a TV show.
No, we haven't got to that yet. We're doing movies.
One Piece Stampede?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, shit. It's really good. You should watch it.
I'm going to have to check that out. Actually,
I have to wait until
I'm further in the show to get to that, but yeah.
Why?
It said it's a spoiler until after you finish Whole Cake. Yeah, that's what I read. It actually released in Japan in the middle of Wano arc, so.
Oh.
It came out like a year ago or something.
I don't know what would be a spoiler in that.
But.
Whatever.
It might be obvious later.
I don't think I know what your movie is. What would it be?
I think I would pick Guardians of the Galaxy. I want to watch something funny, but fantasy-like.
So you would go Marvel.
I would.
You mother trucker.
But see, okay, next question though. If you could watch one franchise... What would it be? Actually, you know, my other answer might be either Guardians of the Galaxy or Pirates of the Caribbean, if it was only one movie.
Oh, there you go.
But if we're talking franchise, because that's the next question. If you're stuck on an island, you can watch one franchise. What would it be? Movie franchise. Yeah, I knew where you were going. you're not getting out of this one.
You're just trapping me into telling people what my most favorite things are.
I guess it's just a personality kind of what if scenario.
Okay, just because there's more variety.
I totally know where you're going, but yeah, go ahead.
Marvel.
Yeah.
But.
So much selection.
So much selection.
Yeah.
But, if I knew I wasn't going to be there that long, if I knew that I was going to be there like a week or like 2 weeks, or even like a month, I'd probably just pick the Fast franchise.
A month? Like, well, I'm only going to be stuck here for a month, so I might as well check out this one.
Like, I mean, I've seen it 100 times.
Okay, so you're saying if you could choose two franchises, you would pick Marvel and Fast and Furious.
Yes, okay. But if I can only pick one and I'm staying there for, like, a year, Marvel. Okay. If I'm staying there for a month, Fast franchise.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay, for mine, do you want to guess? Or I can give you... How about this? I'll give you 4 choices, then you tell me which one.
Okay, that's better.
Okay, so one movie franchise, Star Wars...
Mm-hmm.
MCU, Pirates of the Caribbean, or Lord of the Rings?
Star Wars?
No.
Would it still be the MCU?
No.
Shit. What the fuck? I'm horrible at guessing your shit. wait.
There's only two left.
I know. I'm trying to think of which ones. Would it be Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Would that also include The Hobbit?
Yeah, because it's a franchise.
Oh, God. Okay.
Well, you won't be on my island, so you're good.
I know. But I'll hear it.
How loud are my speakers?
Sir, I don't know. Pretty loud, probably.
Okay. Okay, so if you're stuck on an island and you can only watch one anime...
One Piece.
Okay, that's easy. We got it out of the way. We got it out of the way. I was going to say the same thing.
Although I did just find the gayest anime that I think I've ever watched ever. It's about this swim team, and it's all boys.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a gay.
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
No, I love it.
Oh, okay.
I fucking love it. I love gay. Where are we going with this? No, it's great. I'm not trying to say gay is bad.
Don't watch it or don't read it.
No. Yeah, it's fucking awesome. I love it. Is it
considered a comedy or drama?
I think it's like a sports.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
It would be sports because it's like a swimming team.
Got it.
It's just so revealing with all of the guys' skin all the time. So
you probably would pick that up.
Very hot.
So that would be your island.
I was alone on the island.
You wouldn't be alone. There's no one else there.
Is there no one else that landed with me on this island?
No one else?
Are we the only two people that
survived? On your island and... Yeah. Well, that we know of.
Right, but how big is this island? Can I, walk around it?
Yeah,
like,
you could walk around it.
Did I see anyone if I walk around it?
No, you'd probably see, some crabs or...
So there's no one on this island.
Like birds or something. Yeah, just you and a...
I'm still picking One Piece.
Okay.
But if it was...
You're still I don't know if I'm alone.
I'd be fine.
Okay.
But, yeah.
What would I pick?
It's so awesome. Check that anime out. If you have Crunchyroll, check Free.
What's it called?
It's called Free.
Free? Oh, okay.
Like Free swimming.
How much did it cost?
Crunchyroll? I think it's like $7.99 a month.
You're supposed to say it's free.
It's free. Oh. Fuck you.
Okay, what would I watch? Or what would I pick?
I think you'd still pick One Piece.
I would. Okay. All right. So if you could read one manga and you're stuck on this island, what manga would you pick?
I still want to say One Piece.
That's fine.
But I have the series, so I'll be okay. Watching just the series.
I would...
Even though it's different.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
It's up to you on your island. But if you're watching one anime, wouldn't it be good to have a book of another something?
That's what I'm thinking.
So you have something different to entertain yourself?
I'm stuck between Beastars and Quintessential Quintuplets. Oh, Jesus. That's a hard one.
Which one's longer? Maybe that's... what.
I think Beastars is.
Okay, so you probably because that it's one like, then.
Yeah.
Well, it's your choice.
I don't know. I don't know if I would want, okay, so Quintessential Quintuplets is a harem manga, I guess you would call it, where this smart student, tutors, five sisters, and by the end of the series, he marries one of them.
Okay.
That's why it's
quintuplets.
They're all quintuplets.
And this one's still going, or is it done?
It's done.
Oh, okay.
I haven't read the end of it, but I'm
waiting till the island.
I'm really far into it, so
you're waiting till you get stuck on an island, then you'll read it all.
I mean, I wouldn't mind rereading it either. It's pretty cute.
You can't do anything else on island, so I guess you can.
But Beastars is like a high school beast, like animal. I guess it'd be furry. I don't know.
I guess it could be.
It'd be not furries, but
not that.
Animals that walk and talk, whatever. I don't
know. What do they call that? Yeah, I know what you mean.
I don't know what the name of it is.
Yeah, anyway. It's not. Yeah.
Yeah. It's basically high school with a bunch of prey animals and a bunch of predator animals like tigers, wolves, all that kind of stuff, and mm-hmm. bunnies and rabbits and shit. So
that's the one you'd probably read then.
That is. It's probably the one I would take to the island. Yeah.
Okay.
Or have shipped to or, me in this random
they do,
ass
they
scenario.
Do free shipping over there.
what would yours be?
Okay, I was going to give you some...
Okay, great.
Some choices. I have Naruto.
Mm-hmm.
Attack on Titan.
Okay.
Case Closed.
Ooh. That's old.
And last one, One Piece.
I don't think you would read One Piece. I'm not... I don't think you would. I don't know.
I mean, I
think... Have you read any of it?
I have, but that's not... You're tricking. I don't... No, I'm not...
I'm just asking.
You have to decide what you think I'll pick. I mean, yeah, you...
Say the middle two again.
I don't remember which one was the middle one.
You said Naruto, Naruto, One Piece.
Naruto, Attack on Titan, Case Closed, and One Piece.
Shit.
So the middle ones, I guess, was
Case Closed.
Case,
yeah.
Attack on Titan, Case Closed.
So I don't know how long Attack on Titan is in volumes.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know how long Case Closed is.
Yeah.
In volumes.
Yeah.
I know that Naruto is very long.
Yeah.
One Piece is really long as well. How many volumes do those middle two have? I'm just asking because...
No, it's not a bad... These are all things that I considered, like, okay, what am I... Okay, so One Piece is, like, almost at 100 volumes.
Yeah, I know One Piece, and I know Naruto.
Naruto, Case Closed, and... Attack on Titan, I think, is at 50 volumes.
Okay. And then what about Case Closed?
107.
I think you did Case Closed.
Yeah.
But you like content.
It wasn't because of the episode count. It's actually because what I like about Case Closed, I don't know if you ever read it.
No, you told me that you like Case Closed.
It's episodic.
Before. Yeah.
So where Naruto and One Piece
are all
and Attack on Titan. Yeah, they're all continuous.
Line.
Every chapter, every episode is like continued from the last chapter.
You get something different every
Case
time.
Case Closed is like, well, let me read this chapter. Okay, I'm done reading. And if you lose your place... You could just read a random story.
Yeah.
It's like...
Oh, shit. You know what? I forgot about a manga.
Oh, what is it? Now let's go back to yours.
I mean, it's not done, and it's only like six or seven volumes.
Okay.
So it's not a lot of content.
So you probably wouldn't... You probably reread it, I guess.
But.
It has butt?
It has a ton of butt and has a ton of boobs.
Okay, you're still not telling me what it is, but I can
It is called Plus Sized Elf Girl.
Plus Size. This sounds like a comedy.
It's like comedy slash like slightly nudie, like a lot
is nudie. Is that a category?
I don't know what the category for that would be. I think it'd be like ecchi or whatever.
Oh,
I
know what you're saying now. Okay. I was thinking, I'm like, that's not really
a genre.
It's kind
of hentai-ish, but not hentai-ish. It's just a bunch of naked ladies.
That's
the
story?
But they're all like orc or like like fantasy girls.
You're introducing me all these different ones I've never heard of.
The thing is, like, all these girls came to Earth through their realm or their realm gate.
Mm-hmm.
And... Every time they try and pass back through, they're too big because they ate fries and they like started gaining weight.
So it's
right?
Fantasy stuff.
So it's like a fantasy where all these
overweight
fantasy girls,
okay,
can't get back through their portal, so they go to this guy and he tries to help them get back in shape, but. You know, hijinks ensue and clothes get taken off. And
I can't tell. Is this a comedy or sound? Because some of this sounds
I can go
a little
get
bit
the manga.
Dark.
I can go get the manga.
No,
and show
it's
you.
Okay.
No, just the cover. I'm not going to show you any of the content. I know you're a soft boy at heart and wouldn't do any of that.
So this is what you would take to the island?
Maybe.
Oh my god, the cover art.
That's the main girl.
Okay. What's her name?
Elfuda or something like that?
You don't know.
I don't know. I'm really bad at names.
That's okay.
I'm really bad at names.
But
I think I'd still pick One Piece.
Yeah. I'm not surprised.
Because it's still continuing.
But that's... No. you'd watch anime One Piece and read the manga One Piece?
Oh, right. God damn it. No.
I would probably pick something different. I would pick Case Closed because the murder mystery story about solving the case. And I wouldn't mind watching it, but One Piece I'd rather watch over read.
Yeah.
So between the two, I'm like, I'll read Case Closed and watch One Piece.
Yeah.
So that's why I picked it in that order.
So the reason I brought that up is because that is episodic as well.
Oh, just like Case. Okay, so you could like jump around, whatever.
Yeah, you can just jump around to any chapter you want. It doesn't really matter.
That's cool then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So if you're also stuck on this island and they said we can't give you manga, how about a comic book? What comic book would you pick?
The Flash comic book.
The whole series?
Just give me all of it.
Oh, that's cool.
That would be a lot to read. That would be so much to read. That'd be so much content. I'd probably get bored after like 500 comics.
I didn't know what your answer would be. I don't know what you think my answer would be.
Or like the Flash family or Justice League or something.
Mm-hmm.
I really like DC comics a lot. But I don't.
But you never talk about their movies.
I never talk about their movies because this is a movie channel.
Okay, so what comic would I read if I had one comic book series I could get?
Oh boy, I don't even know what you are into comic-wise.
I could give you a list of options.
You could give me a little list.
Okay.
Give me three.
Infinity Gauntlet? Okay, Infinity Gauntlet.
Okay, that's a series.
Yeah, that's a series of comics. Fables?
You never read Fables? Is that from the game?
No. What game?
Anyway, Fables. No, haven't heard of it.
Oh, you never heard of it? Okay, it's basically like a comic book mystery series about Fable characters. So like...
Oh, you have so kind of like Snow White. Merlin. The like TV what? Show.
Oh, yeah, it's like that.
Or, what is that one? What is that one where it's like modern times, but it's all fantasy as well?
The TV show Once Upon a Time?
Yes, Once Upon
it's
a Time.
It's similar to that, but it's darker, a lot darker than that. There's like prostitution and murders.
Comics usually are.
Yeah, it's good though. I really like it.
All right, and then
the last one I would put on that's on the list is The Walking Dead.
Walking Dead's done, right?
Yeah, that one's done. Well, so is Fables.
Oh, thank you. And just Infinity Gauntlet is not like Marvel comics.
No, I like to like just typically I like sticking to one. I don't want to like flip through a bunch of different ones. I don't know. I don't jump around like that.
I think Fables.
Fables?
Yeah.
No, it would be The Walking Dead. I like the Walking Dead comics. I have all of them, and I would use them to take notes of my survivals. Techniques because I'm stuck on an island and they have all the survival stuff in it.
You're getting free shit constantly. What do you need survival tips for?
How do I need to survive? You're right.
I'm not going to live long because I chose the most unhealthiest meal.
I picked pizza.
Well, I picked cheese, pasta, and butter. That's worse.
We probably should
have picked
rice.
That's somehow worse.
We should have thought this through better. Okay,
I'm dying in about a month, so I only
I
have.
I gotta finish my books.
Yeah, fuck.
Okay. Okay. If you could watch one TV series, what TV show would you watch?
Psych.
Like, oh, okay. Damn, that was quick too. Answer.
It's never not gonna be Psych.
It's a good one too.
Psych. It has 8 seasons, 2 movies.
Episodic.
It's episodic.
So you can jump around.
I can jump around wherever the fuck I want. And it has 1 musical, so I would get the series plus those 2 movies and a musical. Like, I'm sick.
Yeah, you're definitely like thought this through. You're like, I was ready for this island adventure.
I mean, hey, I know what I like, and I like Psych. It's the best.
What do you think I would pick? You want me to give you a list again?
Yeah.
All right. Before I have,
I know
on my
what
list.
Ash would pick.
Oh, what would she pick?
She'd pick Hannibal.
Hannibal. Oh, okay. I've never seen
it. I think that's what she'd pick for just this survival island.
Okay. How about... Okay, so I got Jackass, The Office, Friends, and for the last one, let's say... Because I don't want to keep just reading every single TV show. The last one, let's put Game of Thrones.
Oh, that's hard. Because you already have Lord of the Rings. So mm-hmm. I'm not sure you would pick Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. Game of Thrones kind of sucks, too.
okay.
Hot take.
Just trashing Game of Thrones.
The ending was bad.
Yeah.
The ending was horrible. I didn't even need to see it to know that. Office is great because it's funny. I'm not sure that you would want to watch it all the time. Maybe you would, though. But I don't know. I don't think so. I think you threw Jackass in there as a red herring.
Why do you say that?
Because you were really hyped for all the movies.
Yeah.
Maybe it is Jackass. Is it Jackass?
No.
I don't think so.
I did throw you off, though.
Yeah, you did. God, what was the third one?
It was Friends.
Do you like Friends?
Yeah, I like Friends.
Oh, God. Would it be Friends?
No.
Thank God. I am so relieved. Then it's The Office.
Yeah. You should have stuck to it. You already kind of called it. You're like, let me just change my mind.
I kind of just wanted to check them off, to be honest.
Okay.
I was like,
well, we went through that. Yeah. It's like, well, not anything else. Okay. Yeah. That The Office is like always funny and entertaining. Like,
yeah.
Just jump into it. But it's also kind of episodic. It doesn't really matter.
I think I would also pick that one if Psych didn't exist.
Yeah. Psych's a good one though.
I don't like Simpsons, but there's 600 some episodes of it.
Yeah. There's so many.
So there's a lot
of
content.
If you had the whole series, there's probably going to be some episodes you like at some point.
There's probably going to be something that I would like.
Like, I hate this show. That one was funny. Oh, I hate this. Okay. That's hilarious. Okay. If you could play one video game
for the rest of my life
on this island. I thought this one was hard.
How long are we stuck on this island?
We got like two more. And then we're done. Three more.
Right, but like, how long are we stuck on the island?
I don't know.
Give us a date.
Okay, let's say like you got like a year.
A year on this island. Yeah. Okay, got it. And the question was, What video game would it be? A lot of video games, dude.
I know. That's
there
why.
So
how
many
do
video
you
games.
How do you pick one game? It's hard.
God. I don't know, dude. That's hard. Can you go first?
Okay, I'll give you some options.
I need to think of that one.
I'll give you some choices. Uncharted, Pokemon, Zelda, or GTA.
Are we getting new releases of Pokemon?
Sure. Let's say these are all new. Let's say they're all new, but you can only play one.
Oh. I can only play one of the franchise?
Yeah. Oh. Not the whole franchise. You get to play one of the games from the franchise. I mean, I'd probably pick the longest one.
Uncharted?
Yeah. I kind of would, too. It's like a game and a movie.
Yeah, it's like a movie and a game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'd do that.
I was debating whether that or GTA. Because I'm like, oh, GTA is super long. But then I'm like, I don't really care for the story unless I get online.
You know, if I had online...
If you were playing with me on my island?
Yeah, like, if we had online and we were playing together, like, that'd be cool.
Yeah. And they're like, hey, did they send you food too? Like, I got food on my island.
They made me make mine. Oh, they're just sending me pizza. Fuck!
Yeah, you get... What's funny is if you ended up getting my stuff and I end up getting your stuff, I'm like, I don't know, I'm just getting a bunch of, like...
Random shit I don't really like.
Something about an overweight elf? I don't understand.
I don't even like this.
You'd actually probably... Well, no, there's some I think you would like.
I think I'd like the Lord of the Rings, The Office, obviously One Piece. I'd be fine with that.
Case closed, you'd probably be like, I don't care to touch that.
I would be okay with it. I'd probably read it.
I'm trying to think of what other things I picked. Pizza, you'd be okay with.
Yep.
I would be terrible if I got your food, because I wouldn't know how to cook your meal. I guess if you sent me the...
I wouldn't know how to cook pizza. I don't know how to cook pizza, so... Unless they give me, like, pre-made marinara, then I think I can figure it out.
What about the Walking Dead book that I would get? You probably wouldn't read that.
That would be used for fire.
A lot of paper there, yeah. That's a good point. I didn't think about the fire. So, yeah, once you're done reading it, you can throw it in the fire. Yeah. I guess no
Don't need it anymore.
Don't need to reread this.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm only stuck here for 6 more months.
If you could have one musical album, what would you pick?
One?
Yeah.
Dude!
I guess you could pick like a mix CD or something.
No, that's cheating. God, that's hard.
I know. I don't even think I have an answer for this.
Like,
one.
I want to say Linkin Park, but I can't get their whole library.
Their I'm whole discography.
Getting, I'm just getting one album.
Yeah.
Fuck. I don't know. I feel like it'd have to be lo-fi or something. It'd have to be something chill. Like, because I'd be stressed out on this fucking island. I wouldn't want to party, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You're not going to be
I'm
like
not going to be like raging on this. Well, maybe I might rage against the machine at one point, but like.
I don't even know.
I feel like it would have to be maybe Fathoms by Autumn Orange. Hmm. It's a Critical Role inspired lo-fi with lyrics from the show in it. So I'd be down with that. Fathoms.
Okay. I don't even know what I'd pick.
I would say like Ocarina of Time music or something.
For me?
Yeah. I don't know. Something to keep you chill.
Yeah. Something mellow. I really like the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack.
There you go.
That's kind of cheating because it's like a bunch of different albums together.
You never said soundtracks weren't a...
Yeah, that's true. I didn't say that.
Yeah.
Just an album. Whatever's included.
So yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1.
Probably the first one.
Nice. That's a good choice.
Okay, we're winding down now, so if you could have one beverage besides water, because they're going to give you that.
Oh, they're going to give us one beverage?
Yeah, well, they're going to give us water, but if they ask you for any other...
Shit.
...beverage... You're gonna have energy drink or you
definitely
gonna...
not coffee.
Not coffee. Okay.
I would love to pick an energy drink, but by the time it was a year, my teeth would be like rotting.
Yeah.
They would be just, like rotting.
Well, you don't have to drink it.
Like I know, but I need. I would want some sort of like Pepsi or. I wouldn't want like alcohol.
You could throw it in the fire. Cook with it.
I guess. I could do like a beer or something. But I don't want beer. Then I'd have like a tummy by the end of the time I was there. I mean, unless I was working out as well. But the pasta negates the workout. So.
Yeah.
I really screwed myself over on this island. Fuck it. If I just screw myself over for a whole year, I guess I'll go with a NOS.
Okay,
it wakes me up, it's delicious, it's mango flavored, and it's high performance energy drink. It's delicious.
Okay, so you stop getting packages in the mail.
Okay.
Everything stopped coming.
Wait, when? Like what time point in the
year? You don't know. You don't know how long it's been. Oh, do you know? I don't think you would know.
I feel like if you kept count every day, you would know.
Yeah, that's true. But if you didn't keep count. But let's say like one day the packages don't show up, you don't get anything. Like nothing delivered. And then there's a box there and it says do not open. Do you open it or no?
I mean, how long? Okay.
How long till you open it?
It depends on how much supply I have left before.
That's true. Because if you're like, I got leftover food, I'm good for
like, I have,
a few weeks.
I have hundreds of leftover food. Even if it starts rotting or getting mold on it. I have it. Well, I mean,
before you open that box.
I mean, I don't have a refrigerator, so like
that's true. You
don't. I don't have anything to keep.
But
it
what
cold.
If there's a refrigerator in this box? I don't know.
It still wouldn't help keep the mold off of cheese and shit. I'd probably wait like a week if I had like the nest. Like if I had water. If I had leftovers for at least, like, 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, I'm guessing there are still fish that circle the fucking island, and I know how to make a fire, so I can still can catch fish or spear fish, whatever. If I whittled something.
Where'd you get the knife?
No, with like a sharp stone.
You're like, I used the DVD.
Exactly. That's pretty smart, honestly.
Yeah, you probably could.
Just like cut off a part of, or like snap it and then use like the sharper side. Yeah. It's not a bad idea, Nate. Mention that. I mean, it would depend on how long I have left on this island.
Yeah.
And
makes sense. If it's getting cold and you need a fire and there's nothing else, you're thinking maybe there's some fuel in that box or something.
But I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
It says don't open. So
you wouldn't open it.
I don't know.
What if you start, like, I guess you start dying. And you
honestly, I'd probably open the box the first day I was there.
But it doesn't show up till like a while. And then when, you open it and it's like a jar and it says rub the jar to get the genie to come out.
Ew.
And so you have to like rub the side of the jar or whatever.
Can I ask it for, if it...
It grants you a wish.
Right, but what would you shouldn't wish I for? Ask for consent first? Because I don't want to just start rubbing on something.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it says you can. Like, it gives you consent in the
it
note.
It just says, you have consent.
Yeah. Like, it says that. Please rub the jar.
Please rub the jar. You have consent.
And the genie comes out and offers you a wish. What would you wish for?
Get the fuck off the island. Are you kidding me?
I thought you would say, I want to go to Nate's island.
No! Fuck off this island!
What if you couldn't leave? What if that's like the only thing you can't wish for?
Then I'd wish for you to come to my island.
Ah, okay. I thought you would wish for more wishes.
Because I don't know what's on your island.
Yeah, that's true.
You might have a really shitty series like The Walking Dead over there, like, and The Lord of the Rings. Why the fuck? Who would...
You're like, what? You guys have a roller coaster on your island?
Hey, I mean, if there's another island that I can go to that has a roller coaster, like Japan, just fuck, Japan's an island,
that's
technically.
True. That's true.
Can I go to that island?
Yeah, that'd be cool. Okay,
then I would wish for me and Nate to go to Japan. Because
this is awesome.
Has to be an island, right?
Yeah.
Just go to Japan, start our business there. Start our podcast there.
And then we just start talking about everything we did. I watched so many TV shows. Oh, I only watched one show.
Yeah, and then we can make a podcast about what we did and didn't like about all of the stuff we didn't watch together.
Yeah. Oh, man.
We have such varying answers.
This is really fun. I enjoyed this. I didn't know like what that would be, but that was just the idea of it, and we finished the game. So we got off the island. You wished us to freedom and land or whatever. I don't know.
Wait, hold on. But would you open the box?
I probably would have too.
And would you rub the genie?
I mean, it gives consent, yeah. And then I'd probably wish...
Yeah, what would you wish?
I'd probably wish to leave the island. I wouldn't...
Oh,
I don't know.
Me. Oh, fuck me.
I don't know if you're alive. I might wish to get to your island. You're dead. And I'm like, now I'm stuck on your island.
I'm dead of overconsumption. Like,
and there's
I'm
like
dead of
burnt comic books.
There's like ripped out pages. There's like nudie like manga. You're
Nos
like, oh
cans
God.
Everywhere.
This is a tragic scene.
Yeah, I'd probably wish for more wishes or wish to just get off the island, because I don't know if you're alive, but yeah, you're right. If I knew,
do we get fresh water this entire time?
Yeah.
Okay, then yeah, I wouldn't need to drink.
You probably wouldn't.
I would have water.
You'd be like super energetic. You can't sleep.
Hey Nate, how you been? What have you been up to? I played through GTA 5 times.
Oh man, just imagining all of that. It's just like, I'd be sick of that game. I'd be like, I don't want to play video games. I don't watch TV. I don't want to do that.
I'd be like, I need to minimalize my life. Like, no video games, no anything. I'm done. Like, fuck this. And then I'd be like, but wait, what happened in One Piece? And cut.
All right. Well, that was a fun game.
That was.
That was super weird, bizarre. I was just trying something different.
That was like, that was a cool non-MCU version of
life. I was trying to just do like some personality game, I guess, so just get to know us, our interests.
Well, I hope people got to know us.
I got to know you just from the game.
That was fun.
That was fun. All right, well, thank you all for listening, and thank you, Dante, for taking me off the island.
thanks, Nate, for leaving me on the island.
We'll see y'all next time.
We've been Wool Earth. Have a great day.